And what is the impact of that concession?
Your Honor, if I understand your question, yes, it could be a reduction, but it's not a compensation reduction. That the statutes 3.343 and 3.344 are different than the ones that appellant's alleging.
Go ahead.
Are you saying, I'm having a hard time, you know, I think you started off by saying, look, this is a rating increase case, not a reduction case. And now if 3.343 applies, that seems to be somewhat inconsistent. Are you saying that it applies in the sense that in order to find that Mr. O'Connell has less than 100% rating for a subsequent period of time, the board would have to, in effect, consider evidence consistent with that required by 3.343?
Yes, Your Honor.
So in other words, they couldn't make a finding of once they've made a finding of a 100% evaluation for some period of time, in order to say in a stage rating context that there's a lesser rating for a subsequent period of time, they would have to look at all of the, you know, the elements indicated by 3.343.
Yes, and Your Honors, the case Segaldo causes some, maybe putting us in this kind of position, because if you're familiar with Segaldo, that was cited by appellant's brief, where the board had a 50% rating, the veteran in that case had a 50% rating, and the board had found he was not protected under 38 U.S.C. Section 110 because he never received disability pay. And then the court found that in that case, because of the statutory language and intent, or the legislative intent behind that, that the protection was supposed to apply, whether or not they received it. So that interpretation that court made, maybe that this court made, maybe putting some situation in that. Now this case is different. We didn't involve that statute, but. Policy considerations should be applied here, as Judge Davis was asking appellant with regard to what he expects to have happened. There's several problems with this. If you've got a rating that's going up to the board on an increased rating claim, and there's a possibility of stage ratings, there's a lot of difficulty with what appellant expects the board to do in this case. Either the board would have to make some kind of provisional finding or a decision that was not final in some sense, or do as appellant alleged and just simply remand. If the board was to simply just remand, then the possibility would exist that there would be a series of remands until the regional office guessed basically what the board had in mind as far as effective dates and appropriate rating in the various stages. This scenario might cause the RO to have the ability to either review the board's findings, although the board is an appellate body, or it could otherwise frustrate the board's ability to make final decisions.
Well, why couldn't the board issue the same decision that it did here, in essence, and say, but there are additional procedural protections afforded the appellant with regard to notice and the opportunity to present additional evidence to show why our decision on reduction is not appropriate, and send it back. The RO would then send out the notice and then wait for 60 days and either evaluate evidence if it was submitted or execute the board's decision if no evidence was submitted. What would be the problem with that?
Well, the board could do that, Your Honor, but appellant has argued in his brief that he expects adjudication by the regional office to his right to one review on appeal. And additionally, notice in this case would serve no purpose, because if the board had already found that as of February 2000, he was no longer entitled to that 100%, the purpose of notice under the regulation that appellant has cited is to put the appellant on notice, the veteran on notice that that they're about to reduce, so he can argue against that. But that reduction had already occurred earlier in time, so again, the notice wouldn't serve its purpose in this case.
Well, I'm sorry, I don't understand how you say that the notice that the reduction would have occurred earlier in time.
Well, part of the reason for notice is to put the veteran on notice that he may present more evidence, or that mm-hmm. he's about to be reduced, and he may present more evidence to argue against that, or to adjust his circumstances to prepare for that reduction. Well, since February 2000 has already occurred, when the board acts in June 2004, helping him to prepare to lose that compensation doesn't exist, because he doesn't have it yet.
Well, I think what the appellant would answer, well, we will hear from the appellant, but I want to hear your answer, your response to this. If I were in the appellant's shoes, I might say, well, I didn't know there was going to be a reduction. And if you're going to reduce, you have to show some additional things rather than just assign me a rating. It's different. And as the appellant argued in his opening argument here, the burden shifts somewhat. And so why isn't the appellant prejudiced by not being able to take advantage of that shift in burden and the ability to argue that these additional conditions that have to be shown when a reduction occurs were not in fact shown?
Well, in this case, Your Honor, he was seeking, again, the unique circumstance of a stage rating case, and in the facts of this case, he was seeking an increased rating of 30% before the board acted. And so he was already on notice that he needed to submit evidence of a higher, whatever rating he desired. If he wanted 100 or whatever rating he desired, he was already on notice that he needed to submit evidence for that. So again, providing notice at this stage, that would serve no purpose in this case. Additionally, the court has long recognized the board's ability to grant an increased rating and assign effective date in the first instance without having to remand to the RO. Just some brief examples in the Keel case, the court acknowledged the board's assignment of rating, and Schumacher v. Dorinsky, the court directed that the board should assign an appropriate rating, and it discussed why the veteran was not entitled to a higher rating.
Counsel, I just want to make sure that I clearly understand what you're saying with regard to 3.343 and 3.344. And I think that you twice said that they may apply. And my question is, does that may imply mean that it's fact dependent, or does the may apply mean that we're not legally sure whether or not they apply?
Yes, Your Honor.
I don't think that was a yes or no question. I think there were two alternatives there. Yes doesn't do it for me. Pick one or both and explain. Thank you.
Okay, it does apply, and the reason it does apply is that these protections that are directed at 3.343 and 3.344 involve that there's some kind of medical evidence, and the language of the regulations on its face are unique protection to total disability ratings. And unlike 3.105, which is a revision of decision, it's not anticipating that there was a prior decision in which he was receiving compensation payments.
So, let me see if I understand your argument with respect to those two regulatory provisions, counsel. And why, in this case, if you applied those two sections, then you are not conceding that this is a reduction. Is that right?
It is a reduction only in the, only to the degree that's discussed in 3.343 and 3.344.
Okay. Could you elaborate on that a little bit?
Okay. Yes, Your Honor. The rating was reduced. The rating was reduced in the sense that it went from 100% to 50%. However, in the regulatory scheme of 3.105 and 38 U.S.C. Section 5112, that it's not a reduction. 3.105 deals with a revision of decision. There was no prior decision in this case, and he was not receiving compensation payments that were reduced. And 3.343 indicates that a total disability rating will not be reduced. That language suggests that there cannot be of any sort of kind of reduction. And so in this case, there was a reduction of 100 to 50 in the 3.343 and 3.344 cents.
So for the second period, where the rating increased from the initial 30% to 50%, you're conceding that it actually reduced from 100% to 50%.
As far as 3.343 and 3.344.
Okay, so what would, and tell me, you say they apply, what does that mean in terms of practical application here?
Yes, Your Honor. What that means is that there must be material improvement as described in 3.343.
And the board would have to make those findings.
Yes.
Okay.
And they did in this case.
In the you said the board did or did not?
Did.
The board did in the initial assessment of the review of the rating decision. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Well, counsel, that's an interesting argument.
Counsel, 3.343 also contains language that indicates that under 3.343, 3.105 applies. Specifically makes reference to 3.105E, and 3.105E contains the provision for 60 days notice. And as I understand your argument, you're saying that 60 days notice was not required here, and so would you please explain to me how you dissect that relationship between 3.343 and 3.105?
Well, Your Honor, it says in C, 3.343C, that the provisions of 3.105E are for application. Can mean that it may apply, and in some circumstances it can. I mean, 3.343 and 3.344 apply in situations when somebody has been awarded 100% rating or total disability rating for a period of time, and that the RL later is seeking to reduce that, and then that would then 3.105 would apply in that case. And C also deals with unemployability.
And is this different, or?
Well, the rating was not assigned clearly or totally on. Or it wasn't assigned on unemployability. Well, I guess it did factor in, but it wasn't a TDIU case.
And therefore,
C would not apply. I'd like to address, because I'm not going to get another opportunity, appellant didn't discuss in his opening remarks, but he has filed the 20.903, that section has some bearing on this oral argument today, 38 CFR section 20.903,
Do you believe that's appropriate supplemental authority?
No, Your Honor. I don't think it's relevant in this case. Um, 3.343 was not applicable prior to the board acting because there was no total disability rating. And again, 3.344, again, was for the same basis, was not applicable because the RO did not need to consider these regulations as he was at 30% at the RO level, the regional office level. Additionally, that section deals with such consideration could result in a denial of the appeal, and this was not a denial, it was a grant. It may not have been a grant of full benefits, but it was a grant. And lastly, appellant has not showed any prejudice as a result of that, and since this is a procedural regulation, he must show some kind of prejudice. The Secretary feels that 38 U.S.C. Section 3.105E is consistent with its regulatory authorizing statute and that both involve receipt of compensation or a money award. As far as appellant's argument with regard to one review on appeal, this was just one long appeal. He was appealing his initial assignment of rating the entire time and was on notice and received notice that he must produce evidence of a higher rating in order to receive a grant of his benefits. So if there are no other questions, Your Honor, the Secretary asserts that the court should not apply the compensation or the reduction compensation regulation that appellant has alleged to the facts of this particular case.
I want to make sure I understand the last point you just made, counsel. Did you just say that we should not apply 3.343 and 3.344?
No, I'm sorry, Your Honor, if I was unclear. Appellant is alleging 3.105E applies.
Okay. Just want to make sure.
And also in his reply brief, he alleged some other regulations, which for the same reason the Secretary would say would not apply. 3.103, B2, and 3.500R. So if there are no other questions.
Okay. Mr. Overby?
Thank you, Your Honors. Addressing a few points that the counsel for the Secretary has raised here, she last mentioned one regulation, 3.501 G2, that was both included in my opening brief as well as my reply brief. And it kind of goes to show, with respect to the supplemental and pertinent authority that I provided the court, it's to illustrate the throughout the VA regulations that notice is required. And with respect to 3.501 G2, well, G, it says evaluation reduced. It doesn't say payments reduced. It says evaluation reduced. There's a parenthetical cite to 5112 B6, actually B5 and B6, and I'll explain that in 1 second. The public law that was referred to by the Secretary, as well as 3.105. With respect to 1, it deals with pension. Pension is a benefit due to non-service-connected disabilities. Item 2 is compensation, which is referring to benefits received due to service-connected disability. And it says the last day of month following 60 days after notice to pay. As this court noted in Salgado, for compensation purposes, speaks to service connection, because a veteran could be in receipt of military retired pay and elect military retired pay and never receive VA payments, but under the Secretary's rationale, there would be no need to provide the veteran notice because his payments aren't being reduced. But that could ultimately affect other benefits that he could receive or she could receive. For example, health care benefits. There's other benefits that you can definitely receive as a 100% disabled veteran military privileges if you're not military retired. So there's a variety of benefits that flow from the particular disability ratings. 100% rating also for dependents benefits. So when the secretary would actually reduce a disability evaluation, which again 3.501G2 refers to, they're potentially affecting beyond just compensation. Many benefits will be affected by that. In addition to the discussion about the public law and whenever Congress initially came up with the statute, it should be noted that prior to the statute, we had VA's regulation 3.9. And 3.9 indicates when the reduction of an award for service-connected disability is considered warranted by a change in physical condition, the rating agency will prepare an appropriate rating extending the present evaluation 60 days from the date of rating, followed by the reduced evaluation. Nothing mentioned of compensation payments currently being made. And when Congress actually enacted the statute, they referred to VA's longstanding practice dealing with providing the 60-day notice. And again, in Salgado, the court has held that for compensation purposes is plain. The language of that is plain. Although it's dealing with a different statute, that statute in question, 110, actually deals with protection of disability ratings and not being reduced. VA cannot take it away without providing, for compensation purposes, without providing notice under 5112B6.
I understand, I think, all of the, you know, really what you said is they get 60 days for what? For notice, for what? To present evidence. Now, in a rating increase case where the veteran is apparently attempting to get the highest rating that they can get, isn't the veteran already on notice to present all the evidence that the veteran can present to show what their appropriate disability level is?
I believe that in the stages of processing an increased rating claim, especially considering this case began in 1994, and I'm not by any means trying to invoke BCA notice here. I think what it goes to is the veteran is submitting evidence, and he's going to be examined. He presumes he's going to be examined, which they did in this case. He says in his statements, I'm unable to work. So it can be assumed that he's made that argument. He feels that the evidence is sufficient. But he doesn't know that, because he believes that he's entitled to 100%, the board actually found that he was entitled to 100%, but they reduced him. He didn't have any idea that they were going to take that rating from 100% down to 50%.
Let me ask you this, counsel.
Yes, sir.
If the board in this case had looked at the appeal and had granted 100% for the period for which it did grant 100% and had done nothing with regard to the rest of the rating, in other words, 30% thereafter, we leave the RO decision alone, would he be entitled to notice?
Yes, Your Honor.
So that's a reduction as well.
It is, Your Honor. I believe any time from, if the board had determined that it was 50% for the first period and returned it to 30%, it's still a reduction in the disability rating.
Would it make any difference if the board had talked about the 30% first and then talked about the 100%?
I'm not following your question. If they were reducing from 100...
Well, I mean, do the periods control or does the structure of the board's opinion control?
I think it's the periods that control,
okay,
Your Honor. And the board properly recognized when it considered the reduction regulations, which is another point that, as indicated by the secretary, is that 3.343 and 3.344, they would apply or may apply. I believe they would apply in a reduction case, and this court has upheld that these regulations specifically apply to rating reductions. One primary case, for example, is Brown v. Brown, that there are certain procedural safeguards that VA must go through when they're reducing a disability rating. And 3.343 as well as 3.344 specifically apply. And with respect to Fenderson and stage ratings, as indicated by the secretary, it's interesting because in the discussion in Fenderson, it was a concept of stage ratings which was really originated from the Secretary's supplemental pleading and the appellant in that case agreeing. And the court in Fenderson actually noted that not only was 3.400 discussed, dealing with the effective dates for the grant of benefits, but 3.500 dealing with the reduction of disability ratings. And that discussion illustrates that the Secretary is aware that reduction regulations were on point here. And while the Secretary's points out that 3.105E deals with compensation payments, that's invalid. 5112B6 does not speak to compensation payments. It's talking about the change in physical condition for compensation purposes, just like the immediate preceding paragraph speaks to pension purposes. That's the difference in the benefits. We therefore believe that the court should reverse the board's decision, find that 3.105E is invalid to the extent that it requires a reduction in compensation payments currently being made, and order restoration of the 100% rating for Mr. O'Connell. If there are no further questions. Thank you, Your Honor.
Thank you very much. The case is submitted. Court will greet counsel.